Meetings are open.
Okay, this is board time, Wednesday, October 14th at 3:22. Executive session has just ended and we're reconvening.
Okay, there's no business left to conduct. Is there a motion to...
I was talking about bring up. Last week I talked about doing a resolution to our resolution on the fee waivers to when we decide to pull that fee waiver, that we'll have so many days to do that. At the time, the guesstimation was 300. I went back and looked at my notes, was 252. I want to go to staff and get their blessing on it, and then I'll bring it back. Remember?
Yes, I remember.
That people are, from the time they apply, they're vested for 200 and some or whatever number of days.
No. When we go to the, when we go to a hearing and pull the fee waiver, say no more fee waiver.
Change or modify.
Right, you have so many days before we before the cutoff date. And we're trying to say, we want to give you surety. We want to give you confidence that you need to start a program and you're not going to fall off the edge once you start your investments.
I'm not through thinking about that, Tom, because just the same as the agreement with Killian, I think was a little bit short-sighted. I want to be careful that we don't act on something that we're gone now. Is that what we really meant? So it's like, let's say, what if the economy really took off? In that case, we might think it's not a good idea to do a full fee waiver for 200 or 250 or 300 days.
All of our economists tell us that we're not going to have a boom. We could even likely have another recession. So and if there's any improvement at all, it will be gradual. So
yeah, I hear Mix. I mean, the Fed says everything is cooking fine. That's what idiots they are.
Everybody's trying to sell gold like crazy. It's way down.
Well, Walmart lost 10% of its market cap today.
Who did? Yeah.
Walmart.
When Walmart
loses.
Well,
you know why? No 4-cup coffee makers and no electric tea kettles.
15-hour wage job.
You're just saying.
Three stores, none of them had these basic products.
I'm interested. So basically, I'm interested to see what you can bring forward.
Yeah, I'm going to go to staff. And
this is something we really should think through all the way. My point about Walmart is really on point, that when a company like Walmart is not reordering, it does make me wonder about demand and the potential for a developing recessionary kind of a thing. So if we could think it through maybe in a way that we're thinking about, okay, what if we get a real kicker for development and the economy, you know, goes strongly on the uptake and securely, would we want this to have been implemented? And then on the other hand, on the downside, I don't think we have so much to worry about.
I think my last quarter, I just lost $23,000 from my retirement fund in 3 months.
And have we thought at all, I know I brought it up in a board time, about would we have any end date in mind for fee waiver? And you guys both got mad at me.
Well, that's mean I want to go to staff. I have something I got from Randy Prince that says one thing, mm-hmm. and it has to break down. I want to take it to like Marty and say, Marty, do you agree with this? So if tomorrow we have a hearing and we say the fee waiver's off, someone could run down, buy a piece of property, and get in this queue if they really move fast. But if they're already in the queue and they've already started down that road, they want surety that they got involved because of the fee waiver. And if we were to pull it out from underneath them, they'd
and
be very unhappy.
If they got construction financing for it, and they gave a financial statement, you know, that's part of how they're going to make their way through the construction loan program, it could have a big impact. So I understand for the things that are once they're in the mill.
It'd be kind of nice in this downturn if we pass something like this to give some developers saying, hey, I know the economy's down, but there's our window right there. We better start some kind of an action. So it could have a positive effect as well. So.
And all I'm asking is that we think about it in the big picture before we do a resolution that's like an interim thing, because we don't want to keep.
How do you want to think about it? I was going to put it together, come back with a blessing from staff maybe next week. So, I mean, there's always a scenario that tomorrow we could be attacked by Russia, the way Russia's going. Or the sky could fall, or the economy could dump, or we could have a boom. Today is unsure. We're still unsure in our economy and in all of our politics.
But so a plan has to be vested before you can apply for the fee waiver.
That's the intent of this.
The way
but
it
even
works,
if it's vested, no, the, if way the economy dies.
The way it works is that when a builder developer comes in, they submit their plans, and they apply for the fee waiver permit. The acceptance of those plans, sign them off, says, okay, you're in, you're approved.
They're vested.
From there on, the only way for them to lose that is if they don't perform, because this built into the resolution are milestones that must be accomplished or they forfeit it. That's what it already says. So the only window of time that we're talking about is the time that somebody gets some dirt in a dream and they are considering, they look at the overall picture. They say, I can make this pencil out because of the fee waiver, so I'm going to invest my tens or hundreds of thousands of dollars to prepare my plans to submit. And the day before they submit their plans, the board says, it's gone. And then they are left
without
plans that don't pencil out anymore. That's what the scenario is.
And thousands of dollars out the door.
Mm-hmm. So tens or hundreds of thousands.
Hundreds of thousands.
Agreed that we don't want that to happen.
Yeah.
And that's really, when you think about it, you don't necessarily need a hard ordinance change or resolution change in order to do that. Hopefully the existing board has enough insight to know what harm they would do if they would just say, if they say, well, we're okay, it's gone. At that point, they can say, we will, if they're going to terminate it, provide some reasonable amount of notice for those that are in the process of developing plans. So that, again, that comes down to the insight and the good judgment of the board that may, some future board that may consider removing that.
So I'll keep working on it. I'll refine what I'm trying to do. We just want to give those developers surety, because we've been told by three that they're looking at it, and they don't want to get started, and then all of a sudden have it cut off. They have to get through the purchase, through the architectural, through the drawing, and through the submission of the total plan.
So these are for plans that have not yet been submitted.
Yes, yes.
Is Killian one of these people? He wants
no.
a guarantee. So
there's Randy Prince, Safeway, Fred Meyers.
Okay, at this point, it's just something you're interested to learn more about.
I just wanted to show. I'm working on that.
It doesn't hurt to consider.
Yeah.
Is there any other topic?
Mr. Motion, I'd like to make a motion. We adjourn.
Second.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
You're adjourned.